government about what a future licence regime should look like?
Oh, well, I think the policy that they took to the election was relatively clear. There's some, obviously, some blanks to still be filled in there that we're waiting to see what that will look like in the legislation. But I think, you know, the policy was very clear. We're not going to resolve from the fact that at the last state election, it was a very polarising issue. Arguably, it was probably the number one issue that divided the two major parties. And there was a very strong campaign, I guess, from both sides. So those who wanted to see gaming machines out of pubs and clubs put forward strong media campaigns and the like. And
your help with those media campaigns helped the government win the election. That's fair to say, isn't it? The government should remember that.
Oh, no, I don't think that's right. I think what happened is, the industry had to, had to defend itself, as anyone would if your interests come under attack. But the most important thing is when Tasmanians went to the polls in March last year, they knew exactly what they were voting for on with regard to gaming. The Labor took a very clear policy, which was to get them out of pubs and clubs, against the Liberal policy, which was to continue them in pubs and clubs but have a different model. And would you say it was a referendum on the issue of gaming? Certainly gaming was a significant issue, arguably the number one issue, and I think the government now has a mandate to deliver on the policy that they took to the election.
It'll be very interesting to see if at a time though when they've got really challenging issues around health and education and so on, if they can also at the same time offer significant tax cuts of the kind that you're arguing, and you have your reasons for arguing, others will disagree with those reasons, significant tax cuts to your operator or to your operations, which have been the exclusive operator up until now on mornings around Tasmania. Just a final question. One of the things that's going to happen is David Walsh is going to get a casino, a high roller casino, and there's going to be one in the north. How do you think a high roller casino in northern Tasmania is going to go?
I'm not sure. Obviously, David Walsh has in previous years put forward a proposal for a high roller casino, and we expect that licence will be offered to him after the legislative debate that we have next year. As to northern Tasmania, I'm not sure. I think,
would you bid for it?
I'm not sure about that. I think the opportunity will be put out there. You never know. There might be an operator who's very keen to do that, to make an investment in a casino in northern Tasmania. I guess you never know until you put it out to the market as to whether someone is interested in doing that. Hard to say.
Daniel Hanna, I reckon it'll be one of the defining issues of next parliamentary year, the debate about what a future regime should look like and whether or not the significant tax concessions that your group are arguing for is one that the state treasurer is going to agree to, given the other challenges in the budget at the moment and the cuts and the restrictions that are being made on budgets elsewhere. Thank you for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
No, it's a pleasure, Leon.
Hopefully you'll join us throughout the course of that debate. It's going to be, as I say, along with forestry and a few other issues, one of the big debates for 2020. Daniel Hanna from the Federal Group on mornings around Tasmania.